Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He was named a preseason first-team All-SEC selection.
That one is ripped into the right field corner. It's down. It's up off the fence. And Moore's going to race to second base. And if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
Good morning, Robert Moore. Welcome to Morning Mayhem. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, great to have you. You will help us continue in a great line of Razorbacks that we've had with NIL agreements. We mentioned earlier during the show that to have Grant Morgan and Bumper Poole and Jalen Catalan and KJ Jefferson, now have JD Notte and Jalen Williams, and to add you, man, we're really excited about it. And
you must be good. You must be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are good. That's exactly right. The Robert, of course, you know, for those who don't know, they live under a rock. You're a Leawood, Kansas guy, Shawnee Mission East High School. Came in, and you've been, I think, the first player ever to be All-American twice as a freshman because you had that COVID-shortened season, and then obviously had a great year last year. But, man, the expectations just continue to get bigger and bigger up on the hill, and for you specifically.
Well, whenever you're around good teams, whenever you're on good teams, people want to see players. They come to see teams, and, you know, the more we win, the more we expect to win. So, you know, we won 50 games last year, and, you know, we got a lot of returning pieces, and we add in new pieces that we have. We expect to win a lot again this year. So it's just kind of like a standard that we're building here at Arkansas is, if you come to play for our coach expects to win, and he's going to recruit guys to win. And, you know, we're going to try to win every series, every game this year, and, you know, hope to win the College World Series at the very end of the year.
Obviously, your dad is in professional baseball. You actually sound like a coach or a manager right now right. Talking. Yeah. Have people told you you're more mature than the normal third-year college student?
And he sounded like this. Is it, you were a 17-year-old when you first came in, weren't you, Robert?
I was. Yeah.
He sounded like this then. I'm 37. I'm about to be 38. And you sound much more mature and much more well-spoken than myself. It's impressive.
And I'm sure he gets that. Listen, I'm sure he gets that all the time because of your dad. Yeah, are there advantages, Robert, I guess, because of your dad growing up in that you do come out of the chute a little bit more, you know, advanced in terms
polished.
Of how you approach, yeah, polished, and we're not only dealing with media, just in terms of baseball in general?
Well, my whole life, you know, he's been the GM of the Royals, I guess now the president. So it was always everywhere we go, especially to games, you know, people always want to talk to him. So, as a kid, you're always sitting and you're watching your dad talk to people, and then he tells you how to talk to people. And the one thing he used to always tell me is that if you're talking to someone or someone approaches you, they're the most important thing in your life in that moment. Make them feel special, okay? So don't have something else on your mind. Be in the moment and talk to them and make them feel like they're the most important thing in your world right there. So, you know, like, for example, we're doing this interview call right now. Don't have something else in your mind. Don't have practice on your mind. Don't have school on your mind. Don't be worn about other things. Make this the most important thing in your life right now.
That's great advice.
That's the one thing that that's the one thing he's always instilled in me. So
that's a great habit to have. You know, we were talking earlier. You know, you're not a big dude. They have you listed at 5'9", 170, but I was wondering. You hit, obviously you've obviously hit the deep ball. Obviously, you had multiple home run games last year. I was going to say, which do you prefer? I mean, do you prefer, you know, the home run ball? Do you prefer, you know, hitting a clutch double or a triple, or what's your favorite there?
I really don't care as long as I would just say a multi-hit game.
Okay.
Because it's not very fun walking back to the dugout. So the less you do that, the better. So usually times when you hit home runs, that might be one your only hits that game. But if you can have multiple hits in the game, that's what I prefer.
I like seeing you bat flip like at South Carolina when you hit the no doubter or a couple of them actually. But I think it was your first year you made a play where you threw it to first. You were charging the ball. You threw it to first where your glove like backhanded it. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I like watching that too, man. It's fun. But specific to baseball in this particular team, you've been on a couple really high powered offensive teams the last couple of years, and on paper, even though we lost a few guys, we have obviously a lot of returners back, and on paper, man, it looks like this could be an even scarier team for opposing pitchers. How's the offseason gone, and am I correct in saying that?
Well, we have an unbelievable hitting coach and a hitting staff with Coach Thompson and Bobby and Clay and a couple of grad assistants with Colin and Blake Baxendale. But, so they take us through different drills and they challenge us every single day. And, we have players that come in here year one, year two, year three. They just get better and better every single day. And then you look up and you have a great offensive team and you fill it with players. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if there's ever been an Arkansas team with as many pro prospects as there is on this year's team. If you look at the history of Arkansas baseball, it's been a lot of really, really good college players. But this one, I'm not going to say we're going to win as many games as those guys because it takes a team to win ball games. But if you look at individuals, University of Arkansas has never had as many pro prospects as this year's team. So I don't know if that means we're going to win games. I don't know if that means we're going to have a good offense. But we're going to be as talented as any team has ever played here.
We're visiting with Robert Moore. If you just joined us, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, and great to have Robert with us every Tuesday at 8:30. I was looking at some of the stats. Think about this, guys. That Razorback offense last year hit a school record, 109 home runs. But also, you guys set a school record in fielding percentage at, I think, like 98%. I mean, I don't know which is more important. That's pretty darn impressive equally to do that, Robert.
We were talking about the other day, what's harder to do, hit 300 in the big leagues or have an errorless season? Yeah. And if you think about it, no one's ever had an errorless season. People hit 300 in the big leagues. So fielding every ball, it's overlooked. But, that's one of the hardest things to do in all baseball.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, if you look at our team, we were able to catch the ball last year. I think we'll be able to catch the ball just as good this year, but that's so hard to do because, you get bad hops or, a ball in the hole and you got to rush a throw, make it bang, bang, you throw it away. It's fielding the baseball and throwing is truthfully, throughout the course of the season, almost as difficult as hitting. But, we have a lot of players make a routine over and over again and you just don't think about it. But, I think it was really impressive how well that we fielded last year.
Robert, fall baseball this year, a lot of notes about the bullpen and the arms for the Hogs, and I know losing Palette was a big blow to this team, but a lot of young guys, Austin Ledbetter and some guys that are going to be coming out of the bullpen for you guys. How optimistic are you with the rotation as well as the bullpen this year?
I'm sorry, what was the last couple words you said?
I said how optimistic are you about the bullpen and the rotation for this year's team?
We're going to rely on them a lot. Obviously, you can't win games if you don't have good starters, and you can't win games late if you can't have people come in and finish them. So there's a lot of really competitive guys, a lot of great arms, and nothing really is separating them in scrimmages because they're all doing so well. It's just kind of like you just got to go find out, who's going to take the ball whenever it matters. So, it's down the stretch, the good news is we could have 9 or 10, 12 guys that can do it. So we have a lot of options, but we'll find out when we're thrown in the fire who's going to take the ball.
How hard did you guys work on Cops trying to get him to come back?
Not at all. I think we were encouraging him to sign at that point.
Yeah, what an incredible season. I just wondered if you could maybe talk about him and his leadership last year, and just the ridiculous season that he had.
I don't know if I can talk about it because I don't even know how to describe it. I just know that Kevin is a an unbelievable person, and you know, he showed up to the field every single day and just kind of did his thing and just worried about himself, took care of himself, and focused on getting him better. And you know, he tried to bring some guys along the way, and he just built off success. So he had one good outing, he would build off that. He had two good outings, he would build off that. And he would never, ever take a step backwards. And then you look at the end of the year, and you look at how many steps he's taken, and he's so far ahead of everyone else. I think that's a good lesson for everyone this year, is just keep building off little things. And then at the end of the year, you can look back and see about the heck of a season you just had. You know, I think we're watching that on basketball right now. If you look at, you know, Notte and Williams, okay, at the beginning of the season, it keep getting better. And now you look up, and now they're impact guys. So I think that's a good lesson, and easier said than done, but what every player should try to do this year.
We're visiting with Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Law Cabin. A couple things real quick before I let you go, Robert. You've been around, obviously, some of the best in the business on the pro level with your dad and all the folks he works with. What makes Dave Van Horn such a great coach, Robert? What are the ingredients for him that you see that really make him the Hall of Famer that he is?
Coach Van Horn is one of the best, if not the best, evaluator of people and baseball players that I've ever been around. He can really evaluate personalities, how they blend with the team, what type of people they are. And, he believes in players as well. So if you want players to believe in themselves, you better start believing in them. If you want teammates to believe in each other, your leaders need to start believing in the teammates. And that's what he's done, I think, ever since I've been here. And I believe that since he's ever been in coaching. But, you know, there's no other coach I would want to play for in college baseball. And, you know, I was asked the question, what makes a perfect coach? And I started taking qualities from many different coaches I've had, and I've been blessed to be around a lot of people. My dad and people throughout the Royals organization. This summer I was around, Troy Tulowitzki and other coaches. And I just kept going back to Coach Van Horn, just believing in players and interacting with players and instilling trust in players and just growing players every single day. And that's why I honestly, there's a lot of things that make Coach great, but that's my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, Robert, we were up there as a show a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, and we got to tour the facility, and it's going to be even nicer than what these guys were talking about. I've never been to a game, and I'm looking forward to coming up that way. And you talk about making sure that the person you're talking to is the most important person when you're talking to them. And I dig that, and people out there, even adults, can learn from that. How important is it, and how do you focus on the fans that are in there? What do you think about the fans when they come to spend their money, their hard-earned money, and they come out there to watch you? How much of an impact do they have on you?
Well, I think one thing is the reality is we're the Major League team in here in Arkansas.
All right.
The Royals are in Kansas City. The Cardinals are in St. Louis. We're the Major League team when it's in Arkansas. I think the community treats us that way, which is an unbelievable blessing and something we don't quite deserve. But I was talking about the other day with this new building, and what a testament to the community coming together and raising money for that new building and improvements to the stadium. And us players, truthfully, have done nothing to deserve this building. It's been the 50 years of coaching from Coach DeBrian and Coach Van Horn. It's been all the Omaha teams before us. It's been just kind of a buildup of excitement every single year from the community, and we're just reaping the benefits of it this year's team. So if you think about it, you know, the players we have in the locker room right now have done nothing to deserve this building and this great stadium, this great atmosphere. But every single year, people before us you know, rallied around the community, rallied around this team, rallied behind this coach, and just kind of got better and better every single year. And now you look up and it's 2022 and there's a huge excitement for Arkansas baseball. There's a lot of donors for Arkansas baseball. There's a lot of expectations for Arkansas baseball. And, you know, for example, I'm talking on this talk show right now.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a huge testament to what an unbelievable accomplishment from the community.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
then earn it this year. Then we'll come you'll earn
don't
it.
Don't sell yourself short. Yeah, you right. did win 50 ball games in the SEC and the SEC tournament last year.
That's right. Last thing before we let you go. So, what does Robert Moore do for fun, man? What do you sort of do when you get away from baseball?
Reads the Bible.
we know your faith is very important, but in addition to that, what do you do?
I'm trying to become a barber. Oh. So that's my thing. I'm trying to become a barber.
Is that right?
Wow.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. We had Jalen Catalan on this year, as I mentioned earlier, Robert. And one of the traditions that Jalen had was every Friday morning of the week of football, he would have his hair cut at 7:30, just before our call.
He would be on the air.
Yeah,
getting
his hair cut. Yes. Wow. So what are you doing to achieve that? What's going on to make that happen, Robert?
So. No one is really letting me try out on them, so I cut my own hair.
What?
Yeah.
You cut your own hair.
I've been cutting my own hair for about three months now.
Okay. How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it working?
We want you to do it next time when it's time. Wait until you're on the air with us and do it while you're on the air. No, you won't. You can't because your dad already told you. You can't do
anything.
That's
right. Be focused.
All right, so
How does it look? Are you happy with your performance on your own hair?
So every single haircut you see this year, it'll be me doing it in the mirror.
Wow. Listen, that's like putting on a tie or something. It's got to be backwards. Yes.
That's incredible. When you finally get yours exactly like you want it, then every guy in the clubhouse is going to be coming to you.
Well,
hey, man, can you just trim me up a little bit?
Yeah, that's right. And Robert, go ahead.
No, whenever I do it good, I walk around and let people know that, you know, I did it good and I can get them next.
Well, don't you guys think his teammates should let him practice on them?
Well, I think all the freshmen should be initiation. Should have to go, like Austin Ledbetter's dad just texted and said, you feel free to go use Austin Ledbetter as a dummy.
Oh, my gosh. You should be able to cut everybody's hair and charge. And charge for it.
No, you don't charge the freshman.
You don't?
No, that's initiation.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. Okay, well, where did that come from, Robert? Did you have somebody in your family that's done that in the past?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I just my dream. I always told people I was going to make $100 million in the big leagues and then open my own barber shop. That's what I'm asking for.
Wow. I love it.
You'll know you're a success when you can get DVH to allow you to.
That's true. He probably will.
Maybe head over to Rick Schaefer and see if you can help him out.
Thank you, man. Hey, great first interview. We appreciate it. Look forward. This is going to be a long journey that we look forward to following with you and the rest of the Razorbacks this season.
Hey, go get them Friday, man.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks,
all
Robert.
Right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Robert. Go Hogs.
Right. Yeah, go Hogs.
Okay. See you next Tuesday.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, bud. Well, yeah, he's about as mature as a